He had poured himself into his tasks on behalf of the Contact Project with energy, enthusiasm, dedication, and plain old hard work. And it was appreciated. After wrapping up his personal and business affairs one day in 2002, Louis ended a meeting with his lawyer, walked out into the sunshine, handed his expensive watch to a panhandler, he wouldn't need it where he was going, and disappeared from the face of the earth literally. And then Louis dropped a bombshell on the author. Louis revealed that he had just returned from a 4-year odyssey in which he lived among the verdants on 2 colonized planets in the Milky Way galaxy. But if Louis had left our home planet full of despair and hopelessness, the man sitting before the author was light years removed from his previous self. This new person was robust in every sense of the word, in body and spirit. He admitted that he had been transformed, and he related a fascinating tale of hope and personal rejuvenation. Despite the vast distances involved, and thanks to the Flickr drive technology, Louis spent the overwhelming majority of time in those 4 years living among the verdants and an insignificant time in transit. Yes, he experienced extreme culture shock as well as future shock in his new environment, but it would be better described as a stunning experience of pure joy and awe-inspiring discovery rather than of confusion and disorientation. The astonishment of being among a race of people living in complete global harmony and peace touched him at the core of his being. Such a utopian civilization has been a wispy fantasy for human dreamers since time immemorial. Louis wondered if a contemporary human mind is even capable of evoking images of a world free of drug abuse, squalid poverty, suicide, violence, homelessness, hunger, alcoholism, mental illness, and other diseases, and all the other forms of wretchedness that afflict the human condition. A civilization that is more than 200 million years older than ours is quite literally unimaginable. Understandably, Louis made no attempt to define it. He merely spoke soothingly of the little but miraculous things that he could comprehend and appreciate. Imagine a bustling city of millions of people and no noise, no sound beyond the low ambient hum of countless quiet conversations. No police sirens, no construction racket, no roar of traffic, no clatter of jackhammers, not a single blaring vehicle horn. No panhandlers, no raucous groups of rowdy street toughs, no trash-littered streets. Visualize the breathtaking grandeur of magnificent architecture surrounded by unlimited open space framed by colorful plants and trees under a brilliant bluish sky. Envision the same city at night, softly lit by muted lighting and the heavenly illumination of 2 moons, one occupying 10% of the night sky accompanied by a much smaller and fainter sister, marching high above across the firmament. And he could barely fathom a society that had absolutely no need for prisons, insurance policies, locks and keys, police, food stamps, armies, battered women's shelters, juries, child welfare agencies, charities, ad infinitum. As time passed during the 4 years that he spent living among the verdants, he said that he actually could feel himself being quietly and manifestly transformed, finally becoming aware that for the first time in his life he was actually getting in touch with himself. After many hours of marathon sessions over a period of several days during which Louis related his 4-year experiences, it came as no surprise to the author when Louis proclaimed that he had discovered his soul. Louis also brought back news regarding the Verdant's considerations about renewing the Contact Project, including an item that directly affects the author's role if any new plan were to be carried out. But that is a story for another time.